Parshas Bereishis, Maimer Aleph, and the Sefer HaLekach, V'Halibuv, Tovshin Samach Aleph. That's the year of the Sefer. Of course, the first word of the whole entire Sefer, the whole entire Chumash, the whole entire Tanakh is Bereishis. Echem Yetzirufim Shemavur B'Chazal. One of the combinations that Chazal tell us in the word Sukkadaf Mem Tesman Aleph is Bara Shis. You take the word Bereishis and you divide it down the middle. Beis Reish Aleph, space, Shin Yud Sof. Bara created Shis. That's Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Tes. What does it mean, Bara Shis? So the Gemara is referring to the Shisin. Shisin are the pipes that go from the Mizbeach to the center of the world. And you pour and the libations. Barashis. Who created this? Rebbeinu Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this. Bereishis, Barashis, Barashisin. He created the Shisin. The Gra tells us something else. What does the Gra say? Ki akavon shenivra ha'olam mivov k'tzavos. The understanding is that Hashem created the world from six dimensions. Vav k'tzavos. Based on the Gemara, in Yumad Afnon, down one. Based min hatzadim nivra. V'chag k'tzavos peinim l'emtzusoy. That the world is created from the sides, and they all come to the center. V'habriyo oimer, says the Gra, that the creation is saying, ki b'shis haynu vav. That's how the world was created. Let's repeat that a little slower. The Gra is telling us, Bara Shis. Shis is Sheish, is six. There are six sides, six dimensions, like a cube, like a right? One, two, three, four, five, six. The world's created from six dimensions. What was it created from? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. From the first six letters of the Aleph, Beis. And of course, the question is, what does this mean? What does this Gra mean? And what is our responsibility to act upon understanding this Gra? So he continues, explains, and says, later on, in Parshas Bereishis, after Cain kills Hevel, it says, Vayosem Hashem l'kayin ois. Hashem placed a sign for Kayin. Levilti hakois oisoi kol moitsoi. So that no one should come and hit him. Kayin was afraid. What was he afraid of? Well, he killed his brother. So if he killed his brother, the fear that the animals originally had might be removed. And that being the case, he's afraid the animals will kill him. He's not afraid of his father and mother, although they were upset. They just killed their son. Cain killed their son. But they didn't think Adam and Chava, he didn't think Adam and Chava would kill him. He was afraid of the animals. So Hashem made him a sign because he did tshuva, as we'll see later on. The different midrashim as to what this sign was. What was this ois? What was the sign that Hashem gave Cain? And the Zohar Kodesh says this sign was the ois, was the letter vav, ois vav. Now he brings from the Sefer Olei Shem to explain the message of the ois vav. Ki Kain kofar b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'amar les din v'les dain. What did Kain do wrong? Kain denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was kofar, he was a heretic. Les din, there's no judge, din, there's no judgment v'loi dain, and no judge. No judgment and no judge. And afterwards he did tshuva. As Chazal explained, that he said to his father, he said to Adam, I did tshuva. And Hashem accepted. And Hashem gave him a sign that he accepted his tshuva. Such a beautiful thought. After Yom Kippur, we have a responsibility to feel that Hashem, and to know that Hashem accepted our tshuva after Yom Kippur. That's how we should walk out of davening. If not, you think about it, so we spend the whole day davening, you think, well, what did I just do? What did I just do here? If you look in the halacha, look in the poskim, the responsibility after we finish Yom Kippur, it's not the same to think, oh, I don't know, maybe Hashem accepted my tefillah, maybe He didn't. That's incorrect. It's to think and to feel and to know that Hashem accepted my tefillah, accepted my tshuva. Now Cain was granted a sign on his forehead, an ois, a letter vav. And we're going to explain why specifically this ois, this letter vav.
Just have one quick question. Why is it?
V'akosh Baruch Hu nasan lo ois niskal tshuvas, Hashem gave him a sign that his tshuva was accepted, v'hainu ois vav. This is the ois vav, the letter vav, ki im tachshoy for ois yois min aleph ad vav. Now listen to this. If you calculate the letters aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, hey, vav, and you spell out each letter. In other words, aleph is spelled aleph lamed fei. Beis, beis, yud, sof. You calculate then the gimel, the dalet, the hey, the vav. Vav can be spelled three different ways. Vav can be spelled vav vav, vav aleph vav, vav yud vav. Okay? He's spelling all out on all the different possibilities of the aleph is gimel aleph vav. It comes out to 1,117. When you add koilel, means you add one, incorporating everything together. It comes out to the following pasuk. Ready? We learned this, so we review it now. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The ois vav, the letter vav, spelled out from Aleph through Vav in every fashion possibility, comes out to 1,117 plus 1. Imakoil means you add 1 for the actual itself.
What does it mean you spell your Vav?
So he continues and explains, Ki ois Vav hu koilel kol ho ois yois asher lifnei lefneho. The letter Vav incorporates all the letters that are before it. And this that Cain has the letter Vav on his forehead, whose simin, it's a sign, Shekibul Adnuso Yisbarach, that he accepted upon himself Hashem is the Odoin, as the master, which is what he was lacking originally, which brought him to this jealousy. What is jealousy? Jealousy is saying, you have what I don't have. Well, I want what you have. Who's making the mistake with this? Well, the person's mind is saying the boss is making the mistake. The boss is the one that gave out what you have, and the boss is the one that gave out what I have. Who is the boss? Well, it's a capital B. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mistake that Cain made. He was jealous that Hashem accepted Hevel's carbon, but Hashem didn't accept his. Now, the Maisa, Hevel brought a better carbon.
Why? What made it better?
It was a better choice, yes. It was a better quality. You could serve somebody the inferior quality, just like any type of food. You give somebody inferior quality, or you give somebody better quality. A good piece of meat, or a shmacha piece of meat, or a bad piece of meat. V'hikir ki yesh melech malchei hamlochim. Cain recognized, he acknowledged that there is a king, there is a master to this world. There is a bina shalaylam. Va'asa tshuvas ha-mishkol ha-chetoi she'omar she'les din ve'les dain. What did Cain do? He did a tshuva. What was his mistake? Les din ve'les dain. There is no judge. There is no judgment. Ah, he did a tshuva. And this tshuva was accepted by Hashem. And therefore, the simin, the sign that it was accepted by Hashem is the ois vav, which the gematria of every permutation of the aleph, the beis, the gimel, the dalet, the hey, the vav, whether it's vav, 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 aleph, vav, vav, yud, vav, all added up together, the 1,000 kuf yud zayin in the koil with one is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's a step one. So what do we see over here? Harei she'oiz vav meira al hamiloi shall call oiz yis ad vav u'meira al hayichud shall Shema Yisrael. So we have 2 points. Number one, that the vav incorporates all the letters from beforehand. Aleph beis gimel dalet hey as well. As well as Umayr ala Yichud, it also represents Shema Yisrael. So the letter Vav represents Shema Yisrael. As we mentioned, that the gematria of the letter Vav itself is 6, and there are 6 words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. Also 6 by Baruch, Shem, Kevoit, Malchusat, Le'odom, Va'ed. The Chidah, he brings a name of a Chacham Gadol. So if the Chidah is saying the person's a Chacham Gadol, a great man, a great Talmud Chacham, he's got to be pretty big. And he says that the words Bereshis Bara is Begimatria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Bereshis Bara is Begimatria, is the same numerical value of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You wonder, like, how could 2 words equal the same as 6? Well, those 2 words, they have a shin and they have a tough also in the one word Bereshis. Okay, and there's a resh as well. So you're really shooting it up. 200, 300, 400. Hainu, it says in brackets, in Beis HaKoidolim, okay. Therefore, he says, "Lachain pasach Rabbi Shas beinun kriyashma," and this is the point over here now. That's where Rabbeinu Hakadosh Rabbi Yehuda Nasi began all of Torah Shabbat al peh with kriyashma. Ki gam Torah shebichsav psichosoi hu b'shma Yisrael, because the same way Torah Shebaal Peh begins with Shema, Me'emesai Karin Aris Shema Ba'aris, when you recite Kriya Shema at night, why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi do this? Because that's how Torah Shebichsav starts. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi based the Torah Shebaal Peh, the first Mishnah in all of Shas, he based it on the way the Chumash starts. How does the Chumash start? So you'll ask someone, what's the first Mishnah that is alluded to in the first pasuk, or the first 2 words of the first pasuk, Bereshis Bara, Gematria Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi started Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, rather, with Shema Yisrael, with the halachas of Shema Yisrael, because the Torah is so beautiful. The Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, is coming to explain the written. So what's the first discussion in the written? Shema Yisrael. Here we go. Let's discuss Shema Yisrael. There are other reasons as well, because the first thing we have to know is Mekabel Omach Hashemayim. We continue here. V'yesh Loima Hamuchuvan Bazeh Gematria. We discussed that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi began all of Shas with the topic of Kriya Shema because Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, the written law, also began begins with Kriya Shema. How does it begin with Kriya Shema? So we said from the Chidah that says Bereshis Bara is Gematria Shema Yisrael. Yesh Loim Hamachuvim Azeh Gematria. What does it mean, this Gematria? Ki Hu Lohayrus Ki Kol Abriya Kulo Ki Rak B'Tachlis Shenevroyim Ki Kabel Leim Omach Hashemayim. The message that we are taking from here, explains Avram Shor, Shlita, is that the purpose of creation is that all of the creations, that's us, should accept upon ourselves Hashem is the Melech. Let me read the words again, because since this is the purpose, let's make sure we have it clear. The purpose of the fact that Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, the Chumash and the Mishnayis, they both begin with Kriya Shema, with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad, because the purpose of creation, Tachlis of the Bria, is Yikablu Aleim Ol Machu Shemayim, is that we should accept upon ourselves that Hashem is the Melech. Just like we say in Adoin Olam Hashem Malach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, even before everything was created. L'eis Nasa V'chefzai Kol Azai Melech Shemoy Nikra. Azai Melech will call out you as the Melech. Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad, we are proclaiming you are the King. Kol Habriya The purpose of the creation is that we, who Hashem created, should proclaim Hashem is the Melech. As we see in the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah tells us that the Shir Shel Yoim, this is so beautiful now, for the sixth day, what's the Shir Shel Hashem Melech? Hashem Malach. Hashem Malach, Yehuz Lavish. It's specifically the fact on the sixth day of creation, when Adam was created, now the tachlis of the Bria, the purpose of creation, can come to its goal over here. Which is what? To proclaim Hashem is the King. She'oz melech al kol Bria. Molach Hashem then ruled. It's so beautiful. Hayoyim yom shishi b'shabbos. On the sixth day of creation, Hashem, we say Hashem Malach Geus Lavish. It's not just specifically that capital, this chapter of Tilum and that chapter. No, there's a reason. Ki bebriyas ha'adam shehu hamamlich shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sichloi v'koychosov shel kol ha'briya, that with the creation of man, man can now, with his intellect and with the strength that Hashem gave him, except Hashem is the Melech. Nishlam kavanas ha-boyri yizbarech b'riyosai. This is the purpose why Hashem created the world. Let's go a little slow over here. The reason why every single thing is in existence in the world, the animals, the whales, all those numerous hundreds and hundreds of species that live in the sea, thousands, that they're still finding a new fish, a new starfish, a new octopus, a new who knows what.
Like 500 different kinds of spiders.
500 different spiders. I remember as before I was a teenager even, I remember I did a report on jellyfish. It's jellyfish. It's unbelievable that there's a life to it. The jellyfish. Why did Hashem create all this? For us to see the chachma in His bria, the wisdom in His creation, to say that you, Hashem, are the melech of everything. This didn't just happen by chance. Shirvatsa sheikavlu ben yodam malchusay. You take a trip to the aquarium and you see these fish, the yellow with the pink and the blue and the brown. Hashem painted each and every one of them. He gave each one of these different colors and ways to protect themselves and to camouflage themselves. And everything. And this is just, we're talking about the fish over here. Every single aspect of this. Just yesterday, a chaver of mine is with us right here online. He pulled out something from his pocket. And I was very excited to see it. And he gave it to me. It was a clove of garlic on a stem. I thought he was giving me a lollipop at first. I'm like, because I had the stem on it. And I'm thinking, well, what is that? And it's the plant in my backyard. And it's an unbelievable concept. You take it, you put it in the ground, and we're used to it. That's why we don't always appreciate it as much. But and it grows. I want to tell you a secret. If you take a pebble and you put it in the ground and you water it and you give it good dirt and sunlight and you sing to it, and even if you dance in front of it, nothing, absolutely nothing, will ever come from that little pebble that you planted in the ground. But you take a clove, a garlic, peel, anything that can grow, it's a pella. It grows. And you see the bria. You know, part of the problem that exists in the world that we live in today, with the lack of the agricultural world that we live in, we lack this. We miss out on this. That's a beautiful point. The ecological system. Yes. That's a beautiful point. The ecological system, how everything is so connected, interconnected. Whether the amount of fish that are swimming to one location, and if they don't make it there, then those bigger fish that eat them, they don't have those. Everything is connected. The whole entire world is like, you know, when you're saying this point, it reminds me how the Maral looks at the world. And the way I describe it for myself is like this massive gazillion jigsaw puzzle. And it's up there and the pieces down come. You throw it up and the pieces come down there. And you look at like where you're going to make heads and tails from. The Maral then puts all the whole pieces, the whole world together. And he connects this and that and this. And everything time, everything's always connected. In the world of the Maral, everything's always connected. It's not like like you said, you know, that mosquito does something over there, it affects over there.
Right.
You know, there are these lantern bugs that they came from wherever they came from. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. And over here in Pennsylvania, they have signs, if you see it, kill it. Because it's destroying, yeah. It sucks the juice out of the trees, right. out of the and it kills them. Right. And kills the produce. This is all part of the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us to say, you, Hashem, are the Melech. See Hashem in everything that we do. He continues. V'zen eskayim b'amir Shema Yisrael shel b'nei Yisrael. This specific focus is fulfilled by us saying Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad. Then, the purpose why the world is created comes to its goal, its fruition over here. Kedisa b'shem Rabbi Elimelech Milozhinsk. As he explains, uvesayroscha, we say in Musaf davening Rosh Hashanah, it says uvesayroscha kosuv leimar. In your Torah, the pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, v'hainu, ki kol ha-toyru ki eitza v'oifin shiyovoi ha-odom l'hakoro. The whole entire Torah, this should be highlighted in everyone's mind right now. The purpose for the whole entire Torah is advice for everyone to recognize and to come to this recognition, Leimar, to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad. Every aspect of the Torah is this advice to come to this goal. Uvesayrascha kos of Leimar, like we say in the Musaf Davni or Shana. Uvesayrascha kos Leimar. Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad. So when we daven Rosh Shana Musaf, so we're either you have a shtender or you're holding the machzer and it's already Musaf time, so it's already late in the day. We're tired, we're hungry, possibly. And we come to the words, next word. Whoa, let's slow down here. Let's appreciate what we just said. We just said, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day that we focus on B'mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are saying, you Hashem are the Melech. The Rebbe Leimelech is telling us the whole entire Torah is an Eitzah, how to come to this goal of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, to accept Hashem as the Melech. Hayniki kol ha-Torah hi Eitzah v'oifin shiyava ya'odam la'akara leimar Shema Yisrael. Ki zois hi matoris kol abriya. This is the goal, the focus of the whole entire creation. Kabbalas malchus yizborach, to accept Hashem as the Melech. Ki b'nei Yisrael nivru. Klai Yisrael were created. Kidei shiyu edim, that we were created to be witnesses, al habayra yizborach, an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we say in Shema Yisrael Hashem Kein Hashem Echad? Which two letters are larger in the Sefer Torah? The Ayin and the Dalet, Eid, witnesses. Klai Yisrael were created, ki b'nei Yisrael nivru, kedei shiyu edim, that we should be witnesses. Al ha-bayir yizbarach. We spoke about witnesses earlier in the Shari Tshuva Shir. Here, our purpose is, here is, as the Pasuk says, Atem Eidai Nu Hashem. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Atem Eidai, you are my witnesses, says Hashem. You are my witnesses that I created the world. You are my witnesses that I am the Melech. V'kriya Shema. And when we recite Kriya Shema, Niskaimo Oysa Eidus, this Eidus comes out, this testimony is publicized. And that's why, as we just mentioned about the Balat Turim says, that's why the Ayin and the Dalit are larger. In Shema Yisrael, the Shema, the Ayin of the Shema, of the Shin Mem Ayin. And the last letter is the Dalit of Echad. Lirmoiz al Zesh Yisrael Him Eidim, to come to hint to this point, that Klai Yisrael are the witnesses al Elokusoi V'Yichudo Yizborach. On Hashem, the fact that Hashem is the God, Hashem is the Melech, Hashem is the one and only one, as this is based on the Zohar HaKadosh. Now we come back to the Gra that we mentioned about the Vav. Ki ha'olam nivra be'elu Vav Oisius, that the world was created with these six letters. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav. Explain the Gra. And this is to come to show that Tachlis Kol HaBriya is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Six words. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The purpose of the creation is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'hinei b'gura mavorek yo'os yo'os bo'im me'avav k'tzovois v'kulu mis'achdim b'nekuda hamrekozis shal ha'evin ha'shasiya. Now we said earlier that the Gra explains that the world was created from six different dimensions. Six different dimensions, Vav, six, and they all come together in the center of the Evan Shasiya. The Evan Shasiya, the rock, the stone that the world came from, that Hashem created the world from. The center of the universe. V'hainu, like we said, Bara Shis, Hashem created the Shisin, that the pipes that go down all the way to the center of the world. Evan Shasiya. V'hainu ki soif ha'alif shu ha'pei. Now we're going to spell out the letters Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav. We're going to take the last letters of the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav. And we're going to form a word. So from the Aleph you have the letter Pei. From the Beis you have letter Saf. And you go all the way through to the Vav. You come to the word Kulam is Achtim B'Mokam Ha'Evan Shasiya Mi'Yehem Nasa Hateva. You have the word Talpiyos. Talpiyos. What's Talpiyos? Shehem Ha'Sofi Teva Shel Ha'Vav Oisis. The word Talpiyos is formed from the Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav, the last letters. Tel is a mound. Piyos says Peh is the mouth. In the Medrash tells us in Shir Hashirim says that the place where the Beis HaMikdash is called Talpiyos. Mokum shekol piyos poinim lisham. Mokum, the place shekol piyos. A piyos are the mouths. All the mouths turn to over there. That's the place of the Beis Hamikdash.
It appears in Tehillim, that word?
Does the word appear in Tehillim?
When is the word
appear? In Shir Hashirim, he brings over here, Medrash Shir Hashirim, Dalid Beis. So that's what he says, that the Tal Piyos is the Mokoyim Shekol Piyos Poinim L'Sham. And we know that's what the Beis Hamikdash is. The Beis Hamikdash is the address that when we daven, whether we're here in Philadelphia, whether we're in New York, whether in Chicago, in Brazil, in Australia, wherever a person davens, it takes a flight pattern towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim, towards the Kaisel HaMaravi, towards the Beis HaMikdash, Tal Piyos, the Mokim Shekol Piyos, Poinim L'Sham. All the mouths are focused in that direction. Ulyanenu yesh l'rameis ki v'mokim ha'migdosh. Nageh to us, what applies to us, we can bring out and express over here this point, that the place of the Migdosh, Shom Nizgalav Nizbar, over there specifically, the place of the Migdosh is the mokim, is the area, the place that clarifies and shows the Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad on the highest degree. Shisham zoich liro is bechush sheyesh manig lebira. Shisham mekablim b'nei Yisrael ol machus yisbarach b'shleimus. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they were able to see with their own eyes the miracles, the nisim, right in front of their face. The lechem upon them, the open nisim that took place on a regular daily basis. The numerous nisim, they were standing, time to bow, spread out. The Aron Kodesh, they couldn't see it, but the Aron Kodesh, the dimensions shouldn't fit. You ever try to do some woodwork? I remember years ago when I hung up a shelf in my house in my basement, I was so proud of myself. Nothing major, but it didn't fall down. The Aron Kodesh, the dimensions of the Aron Kodesh, they shouldn't fit in the area that they're in. But it's l'maylam in Azman. It's l'maylam in Ateva. It's above nature. The Kodesh Kadoshim is above nature. There are numerous examples. Over there, when the person, what happens when the person says, he says, oh, that was a nace, that was a miracle. Well, what's his point? He's saying, it's definitely Hashem. It's definitely Hashem. What are the chances for that to happen? Where was that place where everybody was able to see that on the highest level, highest degree? That's the Beis HaMikdash. And over there, we accept Hashem is the Melech on the highest, and B'Shleimus, complete. Over there, all of the letters, they combine, they unify. And they come to this revelation of the Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKin Hashem Echad, that Hashem is one. He says now, with a different approach, the minion, if you add up the vav, the six letters, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, hey, bimilui, beli milui, without vav, aleph, lamed, fei, just aleph is one, beis is two, gimel is three. Add those up. So 1 plus 2 is 3. 3 plus 3 is 6. Add all that up. It comes to 21. 21 is the gematria of Hashem's name, E'eke. I'm not saying it the other way because you can't say Hashem's name. Right? E'eke. Ukvar was kind of, he said, we already discussed this a different time. He brought from the Rebbe Lublin, the Chazim Lublin. The Chizim Lublin. That what? That the name of Eke is Merames, comes to hint on Shuva, on the yisoid of tshuva. Because the name of Eke, the name of Hashem, of Eke, who ha yisoid shemekabal kodesh baruch hu es havtochas ha'odom sheyetoyiv mehayoyim v'holo. The different names of Hashem come to represent a different aspect of what Hashem is relating to us at that time. The Shem Hashem of Eke is Hashem telling us, I accept Shemekabal Kodesh Baruch Hu as Haftochas Adam, the person who's promising, I'm going to do tshuva and be better. That's what Eke, the Shem Hashem, refers to. And that's the main root of tshuva. What is tshuva? I did something wrong. I'm going to improve. I'm going to be better. From when? From right now, going forward. That's why we're going back to the letter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on Cain's forehead. Was the letter Vav, according to the Zohar HaKadosh. Kevin Sherotz Litein Simin. Because he wanted to give a simon, a sign, sha'osa tshuva, ki oizvav meira al shem Eke. Because the letter Vav represents the Shem Hashem of Eke. How so? Because Aleph is 1, Beis is 2, Gimel is 3, Dalet is 4. You add up all that together, comes to 21, which is the gematria of Eke. And this is a sign Hashem is saying, I accept your tshuva from today going on. And that's what Hashem was telling Cain. I accept your tshuva, Cain. Siv Eitzel Kayin, it says by Kayin, Shomer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem asked Kayin, Lama Naflu Panecha? Why do you look like in such a bad mood? Why do you look in such a, what happened? Haloyim Taitiv Seis. If you improve, Taitiv Toiv, if you improve your ways, Seis, you'll be elevated, you'll be good. Upirish b'sefer ayom eluim. And he explains as follows: Ki karbono yishol kain lo niskabel ki lo neso bekavono haruyo. The carbon that Kain brought, the carbon that Kain brought, was not accepted because it wasn't brought with the proper kavana. So Hashem said to him, why do you look like you're in a state of yush? Why are you giving up hope? What is that? What is that? What is that behavior you're expressing here? It's not appropriate. It doesn't exist. Get rid of it. Lomu naflu mikvar panecha kilu ein eitzel tkumo l'masecha. Why are you behaving in a way like there's no way to improve the situation? Halo yesh eitzel. Hashem said to him, I don't know how to say, kainol. You know, like think of like Kain, like Kaini, you know, everybody always add the E at the end. Right? Right? They always add the E, right? Kainala, Kainala, Kainala. So Hashem said, Kainala, Kainala, come here, come here. Pick up your head. My little son, you do better. You'll do better tomorrow. You do better today. It's not over with.
This is after he kills
him. Is that.
No, this is what
this is after the carbon. This is after the carbon. He brought the carbon. And he was very downtrodden.
He was depressed.
He was depressed.
It wasn't accepted.
So Hashem says, Kainala. Right? Like I call my son Aaron. He says, Arala. Arala. So Hashem says, Kainala. You could do better. Don't worry about it. Pinches his cheek. Picks him up. Halo yesh eitza. Now listen to this. What's the eitza? Al pimasha yadu misor magdoshin. Shim odom oise mitzvah shloi bekavona ro'iyo kigoyin tefilo. Listen to this tremendous chizik. A person does a mitzvah, for example, without the proper kavona. And the example he uses here is what? Davin. He davins, and he doesn't have kavona when he davins. And he brings this from the Tanya, by the way. Okay, he brings this from the Tanya, the other Svarim as well. that tefillah is not totally pushed away. That tefillah is not lost forever. Rak achakach behetiva yezmaisel bekavana ruya ozmale imoi es hamaisa she'asa shloi bekavana. He explains like this, that when he davens with proper kavana, he elevates those tefillahs that were not with kavana. He brings them back up. You ever have a situation where a child of yours had a retest? They could take the test over. They got a grade, and the teacher says, if you want to study and retake the test, you can do so. It's like a teshlumen. It's like a do-over, you know? Like Control Z in a computer. Undo what did, and then you take it again. So what does a student do? The student has the option to study. Right now, I was studying with all my children. They got a pretty decent grade. But the teacher says, you could do it over. It's a pretty decent grade, I'll be honest with you. You know, it's an 86. But he's not, unless he gets 100, he's not satisfied. Okay? Sometimes he gets 105. Okay. So I see he's studying. Ah, but what does this mean? He's working on it. And the Rebbe's giving him a chance to do better. And then that first 86 is gone. Now that's not even the best marshal of the 86. Well, let's say it was a 45, a failing grade. So the other tefillahs that are said are davened without kavana are now elevated with this tefillah that is said b'kavana. Unbelievable. And this is the pshat v'zeh haloyim tativ. If you tativ, toiv, if you improve, you do better, bring a nicer carbon, with more kavana, dahainu mikanul haba, going forward. Hari se'es, miloshen hagba, se'es, like nasa, to elevate. It'll be elevated. Hari b'yechol techol lehagbiya es kol ha'maisim she'na'asu b'loi kavana. You, Kayin, will be able to do and improve and fix that which you did without proper kavana. Im kein, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leKayin, ein mokum leyiyush mitzad ma she'asa kvar. And this is what the Yetzer Hara does to a person. This is how the Yetzer Hara attacks us. He says, you failed? Not only did he fail, you are a failure. You're down on the ground? Says the Yetzer Hara, that's your no home. Stay there. You're a loser. That's the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara pulls out this bag, big loser flag, and he gives it to you, and he says, carry this wherever you go, and feel and know that you're a loser. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's how he fights people. And when a person feels like he's a loser, he has no self-confidence, you know what he does? You know what the Yetzer Hara does? He tells the person that there's no benefit for you to do any mitzvahs. There's absolutely no benefit for you to do anything good. And the person has this attitude of yush, of being a nobody, a nothing, it's a slippery slope, goes straight down. He goes into the elevator, all he has is going down. There's no going up at all. That's the attitude the Yetzer Hara wants to tell the person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to Kayin and tells Kayin, Im teitiv se'es, if you improve your ways, se'es, you could pick up yourself from that situation that you just fell in, and that bring it up, and it doesn't exist anymore. You did tshuva. It's remarkable, this gift of tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. As I'm saying this, a story popped into my head. And this story I didn't think about for many years. So I'm assuming it's Yad HaShemayah, I should share this story with you. I remember I was in the Sfarim store. My children were much younger those days. And this is more like a Judaica type of Sfarim store that you don't want to bring your little children into unless you like you really hold their hands very well. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. So, I'll take the blame. My wife said I should watch, you know, the children. Right? I mean, in a Sfarim store, it's like you bring a kid to a candy store. What's he going to do now? So I'm looking at a safer or something. All of a sudden, I hear a crash. I turn around, and my little son, who's not so little anymore, he's as tall as me now, who was not supposed to be touching anything, he touched one of those delicate pieces that they had on display, and it split in half. An even cut. So I turn around and I look at it, and of course the man comes running over, very sweet person, and he picks it up and he looks at it and he sees, oh, it's a very even cut. And of course I tell him I'll pay for it, you know, it wasn't very expensive. And he says, oh no, it's not necessary, look, you just put it back, your little glue, and it's good as new. You can't see that there's a split. You can't see. And he's showing me. He wants to make me feel better. It's very, very nice of him. This is tshuva. Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is saying, not only will you be able to put it back together, but the ones that were broken, that did not have an even cut, that you could see the cracks everywhere, we're going to take them away. Imtetis se'es. We're going to pick up the other ones as well. Now we come to Bris Milah. In the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, he brings a pasuk that we say by the Bris Milah, pasuk Yecheskel. Ve'evor alayich, and I will pass over you. Ve'ereich mizbaiseses b'demayich, ve'oymer lach b'demayich hayi. Ve'oymer lach b'demayich hayi. Mizbaiseses b'demayich, you're entrenched in the blood. Ve'oymer lach b'demayich hayi. And this is what we say out loud by the Bris Milah. Ve'oymer lach b'demayich hayi. Through the blood, chayi, I will live. He explains, mizbaiseses is an expression of lichluch, of schmutz, of dirt. Ve'eich kosov loshen kazeh al hadam shoyedam shel mitzvah. Dam pesach v'dam milah. This dam, the two bloods, is reference to dam pesach and dam milah. Why do we call it lichluch? Mizbaiseses. You're full of schmutz. It's a positive blood. It's dam milah. We don't look down on Bris Milah. We were so happy Bris Milah. Have a chance to bring a child into Bris of Avraham Avinu. Karm Pesach? We yearn to bring a Karm Pesach. So why is this a mizbaises? It's lichluch. Why is this word of schmutz connected here in this pasuk when we're discussing the positive? So explains the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, ki b'chol ha-yesurin, it's a chiddush here. He says that when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim and they were suffering, they did not have the proper kavana haruya through the suffering. What's the proper kavana? That the yisurim, that the suffering should be a kapara, should be an atonement for their averus. The same concept we just said in the previous paragraph. He's saying that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael at least two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Karam Pesach and the mitzvah of the Bris Milah. By the Karam Pesach, they shech the animal. They have the Dam Pesach. And by the mitzvah of the Bris Milah, they have the Dam Milah, the blood of the Bris Milah. This now, through the mitzvahs that they're doing properly, they have the ability to elevate that which was done incorrectly. What was done incorrectly? They didn't, when they went through the suffering, says the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, they didn't connect to the fact that the suffering should be a kapara for their averus. Hainu bedam ze shel mitzvus Pesach umila. Yikonsu chiyus b'chol hadam hakoidim hainu v'hayisurim shahoyu begolus b'li kavan aruya. That through the mitzvah of Karm Pesach, through the mitzvah of the dam of the bris milah, they're going to elevate now the other yisurim, the other suffering, the other blood that was spilled without the proper kavana. Let me just finish the paragraph. Shahayu keguf b'li neshama. Because beforehand, it was like a guf, a body, without a neshama. You know what that means, a body without a neshama? That means like this. Someone says to you, I'm going to mail you a check. So you open the mailbox, you see his name in the corner. Oh, so you open it up, you look inside, there's nothing inside. So you call him up, he says, thank you very much for the envelope. But we have to check. So until this point, Hashem said, there was the guf, there was the body. But where's the neshama? Where's the kabbalas yisurim? You're missing that. You're missing the check inside. So you know what happens? Hashem gave another opportunity to pick up that which was lost by doing the mitzvahs that specifically there's a blood factor there. The shvitz in the blood that they went through but didn't connect to on the level he says they should have. Of the kaparuk angle and the component of having atonement, now they elevated. They fixed the mistake. Achshav chayi yikonsu behem chiyus, the neshama, the life ki yisalu aydei hamaisim ha'elu. It'll be elevated through this ma'isa. Says Rav Ramshor, bezehu yisoid shal kol achayim, and this is the yisoid. This is the point of every aspect of life. We have to remember b'chol eis. No, b'chol eis means? B'chol eis means at all times. At all times means every single day, throughout the day. We have to remember this following principle. Ki b'ma she'yasa odom be'osid. That which a person will do in the future, yesh b'yecholta lehetiv komaisav shel ha'ovar. He has the ability to affect that which he did in the past. The future can change the past. The future can change the past. You say, wait a minute, that's impossible. You broke the little tchotchke in the store. How could you put it back together? Ah, you could do it. The future can change the past. It doesn't make any sense at first. But in light of what we just explained, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Hashem says, I want to see that you want to do better. Hashem says, I will give you the opportunities to do better. And I will accept it. I will accept your tshuva. Ki b'yecholtoi lehetiv kol ma'isav shel ha'avar. You have the ability to fix that which was done in the past. L'chein ha'kol tolei ba'osit. Everything. Everything is dependent on the future. Ma'ashe Eke, that which will be. Ki baze yecholto ilisake in hein hasur meira vehein aasei toiv. And that's how the person can fix the sur meira, go away from the evil, and the aasei toiv, and then do good. Go away from the evil, stop that which one's doing wrong, and then do good. Similar to what we learned earlier from Shari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yoina, that we discussed. There are times when a person should speak about the bad behavior of the Rishoyim. It's a mitzvah to do so, but not if he himself is doing the same thing wrong. So first, sur meira, sur meira. Go away from the ra, the evil. And then asei toiv. L'chein kain kasher osa tshuva. That's why kain, when he did tshuva. When he deshuv for bringing the carbon incorrectly. V'kibul al atzmai, hayim teitiv seis, haya oizvav al mitzchay. It's really for killing his brother, we're talking now here. Right? He got the vav, the oiz, after he killed his brother. Not by the karm, but for killing his brother. The letter Vav, as we said earlier from the Zohar Kodesh, was placed in his head by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemayra al Sheim Eke, which represents the Shem Hashem of Eke. L'simen ul'rayo is a sign, is a proof, sh'niskabel tshuvosli, that I accepted your tshuva. As we explained previously, that the Vav, the Gematria Vav, is Eke, as we explained. Okay, we'll pick off from this last piece here next time. When the Satam li ois emes, the pasuk in Yeshua, Perek Bey is the zit ois vav. When the Satam li ois emes, and should place for me a sign of truth, is a reference to the letter vav. And there are many reasons why the letter Vav is called an Ois Emes, a sign of truth. So Rav Avram Shor Shlita explains, he says here, Pirish Chodosh, Apimash Kosab is Svarim, the Farish Loshen Apiut. We said not too long ago, on Yom Neroim, Chol Maminim, Should dayan emes, and for all those who believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a dayan emes, is a judge of emes, a hogoy be'eke, asher eke. Saying like this because maybe it's referring to Hashem's name. Ki chof aleph pa'amim, chof aleph, 21 times 21. Comes to the Gematria Aleph Mem Saf Emes. 21 times 21. 445. Vahayna ki zehu amito shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the amito, this is the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Eke, Shemekabal HaTshuva, Shel ha'asi l'saki in ha'avar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva in the future that can fix the past. As we mentioned, that the future can change the past. And normally we don't say something like that. Normally you say, the present will change the future. What was done in the past can't be undone. You can't fix the past. But that's incorrect. Because now we're explaining over here that when a person davens a proper Shemona Esrei, he could elevate those other Shemona Esreis up with him. Mm-hmm. When a person does tshuva, he fixes that which was done incorrectly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel now. Zdoinois nasas loikas chuyois. That which he did bezodain. That which he did, mazed it, intentionally, now becomes mitzvahs. Of course, there's different madregas, tshuva mi'avo, different levels. Zemayra oizvav, shemayra al misper chof aleph, shal shein eke. And this is a reference to the letter Vav, corresponding to Hashem's name of Eke. It brings now from the Sefer Mocking David in Parshas Noach, Ki Mashe Kosov Levona Amar Shetischadesh. This that it says to the moon, it should become new. Shetischadesh Meira Al Roish Chodesh Cheshvan. It's reference to Roish Chodesh Cheshvan, because the name Roish Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, the Kosov Shom, he says that Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, with the four words, Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, is Gematria Tischadesh in Yitur Shel Chof Aleph. What does this mean? Yeshloima ki ha-Yitur Shel Chof Aleph Meira al Inyon Shem Eke. Shezehu makor l'chol inin shel hischatshus. This is the source of hischatshus. What is hischatshus? Hischatshus is something which is new. Something that I'm looking forward to. Something in the freshness. What's this freshness we're discussing here? It's called tshuva. The future can affect the past. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan she'oz meschila hashana hachadosha l'acha ha'ara yisshel Chodesh Tishrei. After all of the kedusha from Yom Neroyim, from Sukkis, Hashanah Rabbah, Shmi Atzeres, Simchas Torah, now we start the new year. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, now we go out to the battlefield. She'oz mitchila shona chadosh shel acha ha'oros shel chodesh tishrei oz hu zman tischadish. Avo tzorich l'zeh Hashem Eke. You need the name Eke. What is Eke? Is Kabbalah shel ha'osid. Is accepting on the future. We conclude over here with the Zaya Chodesh Kevin Shabaras Atshuva is Noitzitz Or Mimena. When the Kosh Baruch Hu created the tshuva, this principle of tshuva, this reality of tshuva, his Noitzitz Or Mimena. Light started shining from it. And this light, this spark, gave light from one end of the world to the other end of the world. And from that, the world was created. This is Zaya Chodesh. Rava Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem saw this light, and the stack will be Rishoyim, Hasidim Lovei Ba'ilam Hazeh, and you saw the Rishoyim, who in the future will come to this world, the Gonzoi La'ilam Habo LeTzadikim, and he took this light, and he put it aside for the Tzadikim in the future. Who comes out, concludes with Avram Shor, from the Zaya Kodesh ki ha-briyo ho-yo ba'or ha-tshuva. The Briyo, the existence, the creation of this world came from where? From the spark of light of tshuva. V'yesh lo'yma de-zu hi ha-kavona b'divri ha-gro, and that's what the gro, which we started with, means bracious bara shis shnivra b'oisiyos ad ois vav. That the word was created with the letters until the letter vav. Aleph beis gimel dalet hey vav. That's how the word was created. Demisparim b'koilo hu Hashem Eke. As we said, that mispar is Hashem Hashem of Eke. What is Hashem Hashem Eke? That's Hashem. That is the Ois Vav, which is the Emes, which the future can change the past. Shemayra al Ar Hatshuva Shabon Nivra Ha'ilam Kedivei Zoy HaKadosh Hanal. That through that letter, through that reality, that principle, that if you broke it, you can fix it.
Yes.
The future can change the past.
Yeah.